Oh, it's unbelievable, you know. It was so hard. Like, they were hot favourites, like, we were underdogs and we knew it was a tough game, and it's just unbelievable. It's hard to believe, like.
Yeah, I mean, you came into the game as underdogs, as you said. I saw your quarterfinal and your semi-final and felt that Bundoran were coming as a team, that there was a lot of good players in there, and yet you had a good system of play.
Yeah, we've a fierce young team now, apart from Desi, the old buck. But, yeah, we were struggling at the start of the year. Okay, we're not going too well in the league, but the last 2 months we got it together, and we've been playing well. We're on a run now. We haven't lost a game in about 6 games, so
yeah,
hope we can keep it going now and continue on the league.
You played fantastic football in the first 15 minutes and the score didn't really reflect. A couple of great goal chances. Lee McFadden made a couple of big saves. Were you concerned, Shane, that this is a game that could slip away because of that?
Yeah, we went in at half time and there was a good bit of a breeze out there, and we thought that, no, we never thought it was slipping away. We knew it was a big tough battle, and getting a goal in that game was going to be a big decider. Like, it was going to push the game in the winner's way, whoever got the goal. And, you know, we were just glad we got the goal. It settled us at the start of the second half.
Yeah,
to get the first
you scored 1-3 at the start of the second half, and
yeah,
that was the winning of the game.
Yeah, we got stuck into them when we got the first few scores, and that boosted us on.
Yeah. Fergal McKiernan, they couldn't have taken the goal any better, because unlike some of the other players who went for power, a little deft touch from him.
As you said, like, Lee's a brilliant goalkeeper. Like, Fergal has taken a lot of stick this year. He's been coming and going and not playing so great, but today he had a brilliant game. Fair play to him.
Put it in perspective then, a club like Bundoran, because you've been, well, if not in the doldrums, you haven't really been involved at the top level in Donegal for a long, long time, it would seem.
Yeah, we have. We've been struggling, like, in Division 3. We're trying to get out of it, but hopefully now that can put us on the map and we can push forward.